everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Thriving Mosaic. I'm Stephanie Ravenscraft. I have a confession to make. I have been putting off recording this podcast for probably more than 2 months. And it's, I can't really explain why. I let the location of my office like hinder me sometimes, because we have a sunroom off of our kitchen. And several years ago, made the sunroom into my office. Before then, it was just a extra free space. We converted it for whatever we needed at the time, whether we were having workshops and we needed the space for tables and chairs for meals, or having a big family get together, used it for the same thing. Several times we would clear it out. And when my son was in high school, he was on the robotics team. And so he and his friend would come in and they would lay down the track and they would run the, what was it called? A board. I don't know if it's called a board, but the route that this robot has to take and the obstacles that it has to complete during its run for them to place in the robotics tournaments. And so they would come in here, and I have several pictures of them, you know, with the big mat is laid out on the floor, and they're, you know, tweaking and working on the programming and running that robot several times. So this room has been many things, but for the last several years, and probably its best use of space yet, it has been my office. And I love it. I love that I can come and I can sit in my office. I can still be part of, you know, if anybody, I can be in here working on something, and if somebody walks into the kitchen, I can still be, you know, present and available. I'm not shut away in a room. And for all of those reasons, I absolutely love having my office here. On the other hand, for that reason, I wonder if this is the best space for me to record my podcast, because a lot of times I'll be like, oh, well, you know, somebody's going to interrupt, or I'll get started and somebody will come in and I'll get distracted and all of these things. And one of the big habits that my husband has, and his office is directly below me, so sometimes he can be on a call and he can be really loud and that can be distracting to me. But one of the habits that he has formed over the last several years is that he will open his office door and just shout, "Stephanie!" Like, okay, sometimes I answer, sometimes I do not. Depends on what mood I'm in. But that has been his way of coming out of his office and engaging with me. He'll just come out and shout my name. And so I'm like, well, I can't record because, you know, he'll be in the background shouting or this and that. And I've let this hinder me for a long time. And so today I'm just finally accepting that I could be interrupted and that, you know, maybe some editing would need to be done if somebody is shouting in the background. But I'm not going to let it stop me from sitting in my office and recording a podcast. So all of that to say, I've been putting this off for quite some time for reasons that really have nothing to do with podcasting. So today's a big day for me in sharing what is going on and what I've been up to. So I have, for probably close to 2 years, used the language that I am in transition. But actually, it may even be longer than that. In 2018, I was not planning to start any kind of branding or working on what my next steps would be. I know I've shared this with you guys before, but very organically, out of the Free the Dream conference that Cliff and I hosted in 2018 and 19, there was a desire and a need that was presented. And so I decided to move up my timeline and to meet that need. And I absolutely loved hosting the mastermind and then working with one one-on-one client at that time. And as I was moving into 2019, as I was moving through 2019 and coming up on the August of 19, Matthew had graduated in May, and it was becoming my responsibility again to it, not my responsibility, because it was always my responsibility. I just delegated. So when Megan started driving, and then later when Matthew started driving, making the drive to school every day, because my kids never rode the bus. So making that ride to school every day was then delegated to them. And in May of 2019, when Matthew graduated, I really didn't give much thought to come August, I would have to be driving McKenna to school again. I just kind of was like, okay, August comes and it hits. And there were times when my schedule and moving through the year of 2000, like moving into the fall, I was getting to a place where I could no longer delegate that to someone else. And there was a conflict in my schedule with a one-on-one coaching client and the time that I needed to pick McKenna up from school. And so I started questioning whether I was doing the right thing in working while she was still in high school, because it was always my goal to wait until she was out of high school to start my next stage. And I really feel like I've already explained all of this to you guys before. And if I have, please be patient. If it's new, that's perfect too. And as we moved into 2020, and obviously we, you know, none of us saw March of 2020 coming, and then our kids couldn't go to school at all. And so I had, not only was my freshman in high school sent home to do her schooling at home, but then also my sophomore in college was sent home to do her schooling at home. And I felt torn in two, and so made the decision to close my mastermind and end my one-on-one coaching client at the time. And it worked perfect because some of them were making the same choices for themselves at that time. So it, again, happened very organically that I ended those relationships, those working relationships, and was able to once again focus completely on McKenna and then also Megan and Matthew while they also were here in our home going through the same things but in different spaces. So all of that is going on, and I'm able to completely focus on what was happening here in the Ravenscraft house, and it was a great time. During that time also, I was able to just kind of unplug from the world completely. Like, I stopped posting on social media. I stopped following social media for some times. And I really became isolated and insular in the last 3 years, because even after the world started opening back up, I was like, wait, I kind of like it over here. I'm in my corner. I'm doing my thing, and it's very good. But that doesn't really work with what my dreams are and what my goals are for the next stage of my life. And so then I started the language that I was in transition. And while McKenna has been in her senior year of high school, I have been transitioning. But now I have to admit to you that it's time for me to break up with the word transition, because I'm no longer in transition. I'm at the very beginning. McKenna is currently, right now as we speak, at graduation practice. So the high school that she's graduating from, they do not have enough space on the campus to house all of the students graduating and their families. So we go to a local university, and in their arena is where graduation will be held. So today she went on what is effectively her last high school field trip. Was not happy about being 18 and having to have a permission slip signed, or that she is 18 and a driver and has a parking pass for said university, but she's not allowed to drive herself. She has to ride a school bus. And so she is currently at graduation practice. She graduates from high school. I'm trying to look at the calendar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In 10 days, McKenna graduates from high school. So I am no longer in transition. I'm at the very beginning of what my next stage will be. And a lot of groundwork has been laid over the last several months. Cliff and I have spent a lot of time creating sales pages, coaching questionnaires, all kinds of stuff. And so today I really am announcing where I'm at, what I'm doing. And so I have a desire to help women break free from anything that is holding them back. It could be past trauma. It could be expectations of others. It could be you want to break a cycle of generational trauma within your family, something that you can see that has been passed down from generation to generation, and you want to break that cycle and not pass it down from you. And I have this desire to help women be free of the things that are holding them back from being who they were created to be. And in doing that, I have a couple of different things. I would love to be able to work with people one-on-one. One-on-one coaching is something that I don't... The energy of it brings me alive, I guess. I think that that's right. I get so excited to connect with someone, to hear stories, to maybe reframe the way they see or think the way they see a circumstance or think about a situation, to help you break up with your limiting beliefs, things that are so ingrained in you that you believe are true, but actually are not. They're just holding you back because you believe that they are true. And so one-on-one coaching is one thing that I'm really, really excited to get back into. And if you're interested in that, you can go to stephanieravenscraft.com, and on the top right hand, you will see one-on-one coaching. And from there, you will fill out a questionnaire and that'll be sent to me. And that would be something I'm so excited to do. I am probably one of my most excited things is that I'm working on a free to thrive workshop. In this workshop, there will be sessions on boundaries, sessions on expectations. What were the other ones? They're written down here somewhere. I have them, but I'm working on this workshop to help women, to break free and to be who we are created to be and to thrive in life and not just be the hamster in the wheel who is running, doing the same things. I've been that. I have done that. I've been through that stage of life. And I believe that we were all put here for a purpose, that's why I close this show with live your life on purpose. Be intentional about what you're doing and how you're doing it rather than just going through the motions. And so I am putting together this workshop that is designed that is designed to create freedom, to create a feeling and a sense of freedom inside of our soul, inside of who we really are. And so that is coming. The first one is going to be August 3rd and 4th. It will be hosted here in my home. It's limited to 7 women. So if this is something that you're interested in, you can, again, you can find it on my website at stephanieravenscraft.com. And once those spots fill up, I can start a waiting list for the next one, which will be held in October. I don't remember those dates off the top of my head. But if you want to be a part of this very first workshop experience, you can go to stephanieravenscraft.com and find that page. And what else am I doing? So I'm doing that. I'm so excited about these two things and what can come and grow out of just getting back into that. I want to get back into doing a mastermind, but I'm not just, that's not yet. That's coming later. That's to be announced. So that's not true. I just announced it, but it's coming later. So that is coming. This is something that I have thought about. I've done this several times. I've enjoyed it every time that I have, but being open to podcast interviews. If you have a podcast and you would like to interview me, you want me to be a guest on your show, I think that that would be so much fun. I've absolutely enjoyed it. I did one time, I did an episode. I actually released this as one of my one of this podcast episodes as well. It was called Before You Go, I believe is what it's called. But my friend Shonda reached out to me, and as my oldest was preparing to go to college, it was about that experience and what that was like for me, what that meant for me. And it was excellent. I've been on other podcasts, interviewed on other podcasts as well since then and before then. That's just the one that is stuck in my mind right now. So you can reach out to me directly through my email, stephanie@ravenscraft.org, if you would be interested in having me interviewed on your show or to be a guest or however. I like connecting with people. I love meeting new people, sharing experiences, and I have been so locked in my own world for 3 years that I am beyond excited to start meeting new people, reconnecting with old friends, and really going out and enjoying the world again. Outside of, you know, the four walls of my home and the six people of my family. I can't add, we added two and that just messed up my math. So I keep going back to this. If I just say I am, then I'll remember where I'm at. That's not actually true, because now I've said it, I got distracted and I don't know. Beyond excited about my next journey. I am still enjoying these last couple of months that McKenna will be in our home. Over the weekend, last weekend, we went and we did her orientation for college. She has her class schedule. We're waiting to hear her housing assignment. Like everything is, we're buying things for her dorm. We're making all of these in the corner over here, in the side corner of my office, are her clear plastic tubs to pack her stuff and move her in. And so we're making all of these preparations for her to move on to her next journey. And in those few short months that we have left, I am still enjoying them. I'm still spending time with her. We're doing, I think that now she's realized that she's, you know, down to the last couple of months, because whereas for the last 9 months to a year, I've been, hey, do you want to do this? Hey, do you want to, then you want to watch a movie? You want to go get coffee? You want to do this? And I keep getting put off. But now it's her. hey, do you want to watch this? Hey, do you want to go get coffee? Hey, do you want to get lunch? Do you want to have dinner together? Do you want to? And they're coming from McKenna now, because she also realizes that she's about to step into her next stage, her next journey. And the exciting thing about this that was not there with Megan and Matthew when they graduated from high school is that I too am stepping into my next phase, into my next journey. And I am ecstatic to be ending one stage that I have loved, grown, thrived in, and lived intentionally so well, and moving into my next stage that I fully anticipate loving, living fully, living intentionally, and enjoying immensely in this next stage. It is just something I think I have been, it's been hanging out in the back of my mind for the last 22 years. I became a stay-at-home mom 22 years ago. And while I don't think I have fulfilled the definition of stay-at-home mom in many years, because I have worked with Cliff in the business, and so I am working kind of part-time, but my children have been my number one main focus, and making myself available to them has always been my number one main focus. So while I don't think I would have called myself a stay-at-home mom probably for the last 10 years, that has been the role that I have played, in that I have not drawn an income. I have not, you know, worked in a traditional sense. Did that make sense? I don't even know if any of that made sense. Oh, I hope so. So if you're interested in reaching out to me for one-on-one coaching, you can go to StephanieRavenscraft.com. Top right-hand corner, one-on-one coaching. If you are interested in the free to thrive, I really have a hard time with the F and the TH. I'm telling you, I really should have renamed this. The free to thrive workshop. First one will be happening in just like a couple of months. It will be here before I know it. And so if you're interested in that, you can go to StephanieRavenscraft.com. And if it would interest you to have my rambling, stuttering stuff self on your podcast, you can reach out to me at Stephanie@RavenscraftRavenscraft.org. I am so excited that, number one, I made it through this 23-minute podcast without anyone interrupting me. And, well, my dog, he did demand to be on the chair behind me. And that I actually sat down and I did it. I got over the fear that I would be interrupted, sat down, got it done, and it's about to go. So I am so excited to start my next, I've put in the legwork. Now I'm excited to begin to work with people and to begin to help women find the very core of who you are meant to be. Until next time, please live your life on purpose.